right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Name that tune, man.
I got to hear it first.
Okay. Put your cans on. That's the headset. Come on, man. You a Negro file.
Oh,
come on.
Is this the Double Dutch Bus?
That's Frankin' Double Dutch Bus.
No, no, it's close, though.
Is it Kool Moe Dee?
Let's get back to the regularly scheduled show, and you think about it.
What is it? What is this to?
Listen to that rap.
Hey, Jerry, tell me in my headphones what this song is.
I know you know this guy. You love this guy.
Oh, I know what this is. No, you have to tell me. This is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, you like him.
But I don't know what the name of the song is.
Biatch.
Now, from the 90s.
Is it...
I think it's called Beautiful. I think it's one Pharrell produced, and it's called Beautiful, maybe.
Hey, all right.
Biatch.
All right, folks, the weather outside is frightening.
Frightful.
Yes. And, but listen to this. There is rain dropping all over Southern California. If you are stuck in an office building, you haven't been outside, it is raining in most areas. And it looks like out in Palmdale, it's really getting whacked. Also down in Mission Viejo and Anaheim, San Bernardino. So if you're out there, please be careful on those freeways, gang. Hasn't rained in a while, so they're going to be slick. Slow down a little. Take your time.
So what is that, Tim? The oil comes up out of the surface when it rains. I don't know why that is, but it's basically, I don't know what it is.
But when it, you know, the first day after it rains, the streets get really slick.
It's ugly. I always crash that next day.
All right, it is a little after 10 o'clock. We usually do this a little after 9 o'clock. And we'd like to introduce this young lady, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Randy, I want to look smart in front of Arsenio.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
I love leather.
Okay.
Wait, when did we start saying Gina?
Yeah, Gina Grad. Now, Robin's left the station.
Yeah, she went on to pursue other opportunities.
Now it's Gina Grad.
Did the lawyers call us before she went on?
No, but we just sort of have a talking to.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't so much the lawyers, but it was we were just tired of doing it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was just too much every night. But Gina Grad is doing a great job with the stories.
Thanks,
a second generation radio host. And what's in the news, Gina Grad?
I hope you buckled your seatbelts because we got a lot of news.
All right. What do we get?
Well, first off, April Fool's Day was yesterday, as you may know. And it seems everyone wanted to get in on the fun. Presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton took a moment yesterday and delivered a somber speech to the crowd, challenging presidential rival Barack Obama to a different kind of competition on this special day.
All right, here we go. Hillary challenging Barack Obama.
Today, I am challenging Senator Obama to a bowl-off. A bowling match. Right here in Pennsylvania. Winner take all. I'll even spot him 2 frames. It's time for his campaign to get out of the gutter. Allow all of the pins to be counted.
All right, I think we get it.
What was up with that Sanford and Son laugh track in the background? What was that?
You know,
who are her friends?
It's like when athletes are interviewed by the press, they always give them these fake laughs and these big laughs over lines that you couldn't get a laugh with half of that crap.
You're killing Hillary.
Who uses that term, a bowl off? I'm going to have a bowl off.
She had to get her gutter joke in there.
Oh, Bobo. And by the way, you voting for anybody this year?
I'm a write-in Alan Keyes.
Okay.
You know what, man? If I tell the truth, people will probably be annoyed by me, but I'm disillusioned by the whole political process, and I'm not sure if any of these men or women are different from one another.
No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. They're all the same. It's all the two parties have gotten very close together. And now if you vote for Barack, it's like Hillary, which is like McCain. It's the same deal.
Yeah, who can really get us out of Iraq anytime soon?
I got a feeling
McCain might have been more honest with us than anybody's been when he said 100 years.
Yeah, maybe 100 years. Who knows? All right, Gina Grad, what else is in the news, baby?
Well, meanwhile, Hillary Clinton drew an odd comparison recently between herself and cinematic boxing hero Rocky Balboa.
Oh, boy.
She sure did. The Democratic candidate rattled off a list of all the multitude of things she and Stallone's character have in common, and did it with a completely straight face. We have a little bit of audio of that.
Here we go.
I know there's been some talk about Rocky Balboa over the last couple of days. And you know, we all love Rocky. We all love Rocky. And last time I checked, I was the underdog in this state. So you know I like the Rocky story, but we got to remember, Rocky was a movie. And so is the idea that somebody can fight for working people and at the same time embrace the broken system in Washington.
All right, there he goes.
Well, you know what's funny is if I was him, I would go with the analogy because wasn't Rocky famous for getting beat by black people?
And Rocky lost in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, and anybody black always beat him. Mr. T, Marla Gibbs, right. Apollo Creed. Everybody black beat Rocky.
And in the original Rocky, didn't he lose that fight?
I think he did. Yes.
You know, I think he lost the fight.
Yeah, so it wasn't a sound analogy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's writing for her.
I know. Hey, Jerry, in the original Rocky, did Rocky lose the fight?
I'm positive.
Actually, the original
did.
Rocky is one Rocky movie that I've never seen. Embarrassingly, because I am a movie fan.
Randy saw it. Randy's mic on there. Why can't we just turn his mic on? Why does he have to come running in here, man?
Because he's excited.
Why can't we turn your mic on
Rocky
in there?
He's vivacious.
Well, I had to set up something for you. But
I see.
In the original Rocky, there was a split decision, and Apollo Creed won by points.
Told you.
Right. All right.
Then they had to do the sequel where he won.
So that makes this a horrible analogy.
So
right?
He should have said, yeah, this is like the Rocky movie, where the white person's going to lose in a decision.
But he wouldn't want to mention race.
Yeah, because, I know. It's so crazy.
You know, race. Then Jeremiah was right.
All right.
Did you get it, Gina? Jeremiah was right.
That's really funny.
Yes. Anything else in the news? Gina Grant.
Well, yeah, actually, that was the response from Mr. Obama, but we have the original audio of Hillary and her love of Rocky.
Oh, I
we
see.
Can go
All
ahead
right.
and play that as well.
All right, here we go.
Senator Obama says he's getting tired of the campaign. His supporters say they want it to end. Well, could you imagine if Rocky Balboa had gotten halfway up those art museum stairs and said, well, I guess that's about far enough.
All right, I get it.
Oh, man. She's a wonderful speaker, huh?
Got it, yeah. All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
Yeah, I'll try and just blow through this one. The Clinton camp's publicity department has
we'll
struck
just blow
again.
Through it. Here we go.
Okay. Has struck again in a new ad campaign. You might recall the old advertisement I know you liked a lot that featured the 3 a.m. phone call to the White House.
Right.
And the Clinton camp is bringing the late-night phone call back.
Oh,
but this
boy.
Time she's setting her sights on some new concerns. We have some audio of that.
All right, here we go. The new 3 a.m. ad by Hillary Clinton.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone ringing in the White House, and this time the crisis is economic. Home foreclosures mounting, markets teetering. John McCain just said the government shouldn't take any real action on the housing crisis. He'd let the phone keep ringing. Hillary Clinton has a plan to protect our homes, create jobs. It's 3 a.m. Time for a president who's ready.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Oh, okay. Bubbo.
All right, my daughter's right. Oh, Bubbo. First of all, that ad what originally was in case there was an attack on the United States or there was somebody that had to be bombed overnight. At 3 a.m., the foreclosure emergency can wait till 7 a.m. Nobody's being thrown out of their house in
That's
2 hours.
Point,
I mean, Jesus Christ, at 3 a.m. And why is the phone ringing at goddamn 3 a.m. all the time? Who's calling her saying, hey, there's a guy in New Jersey who's going to be foreclosed on. You got him? God almighty, is that misleading and a horrible spot. She should lose just because of that spot. It's 3 a.m. and there's an economic crisis. Oh, please. The stock market's not even open.
Hey, when I heard the April Fool bowling challenge, I decided I was going to write in percentage.
Okay. All right. Anything else in the news, Gina?
Yes, people were not going to let this commercial go by without a bit of retaliation, if you could stomach one more.
All right. And this is Barack Obama's response
Indeed.
To it?
Indeed.
Here we go.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone ringing in the White House. When that call gets answered, shouldn't the president be the one, the only one, who had judgment and courage to oppose the Iraq war from the start? In a dangerous world, it's judgment that matters.
I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message.
The phone's ringing at 3 a.m. again.
It'd be just his luck. for Jeremiah Wright to answer from the guest house. Yo, what's up, Whitey?
And you know, if you're the president of the United States and the phone rings at 3 a.m., isn't everybody reachable who has to make a big decision? I mean, you know, do you have to wait to call Dick Cheney at 6:30? You got to wait to call Condoleezza Rice. She doesn't phone in until 8. Isn't everybody? I mean, you can reach me at 3 a.m. Couldn't you reach these clowns in the White House? It is so misleading, these ads.
Tim, the point is, though, who do we want to answer that phone? It's not whether you're reachable, but who do we want to be that person? And by the way, Tim, who do you want? Who would you like to answer that phone?
You know what? I just hope the phone keeps ringing and this country goes in the toilet. But even on Hillary's ad, the phone never gets answered. Listen, now it just keeps ringing.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing.
Pick it up.
Something's happening in the world. Your vote will decide.
Oh, Bobo.
And you know, Bill is holding her nightgown saying, don't answer it, because he knows it's some hoe calling.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Monica's calling.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news, Gina?
Well, yeah. On the Republican front, presidential candidate John McCain appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman.
Oh, boy.
And was not too pleased with the insults Letterman was hurling his way. We have some audio of that.
Is that right?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Letterman giving a lot of the Democrats a free ride, but when McCain's on, he gets hammered.
You know who I like is that John McCain. Do you folks like John McCain? He looks like the guy at the hardware store who makes the keys.
All right. Anything else, well, Rob?
By the way, his wife is fine.
Yeah. You know John McCain's wife looks like, though?
Who?
She looks exactly like John McCain.
No. Because
you got to look at a picture of them standing very close to each other.
Stop,
they look like
Tim.
Twins.
She just gave me a soft on.
They do. They look like twins, the two of them.
If you vote for wives, you got to vote for McCain. And Barack, he married a little early, I think.
Yeah. You bet your ass.
Is that a polite way to say it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know her. I don't know if you know her.
A little soon.
But she seems like she's pissed.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want.
And right now, with the success he's experiencing and this love affair that America has with him, if he were single, the White House would be jumping.
Yeah, but he might be single. He might offload her.
I'm also being a little presumptuous to say that the White House would be jumping because he hasn't won yet. I'm a little optimistic for the brothers.
But I think if he does win, that he might send her packing.
Oh, God. It's Naomi Campbell every night if he wins.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy yourself there. I mean, look at that chick on YouTube, the white chick with the big cans.
Yeah, the Obama girl.
Yeah, the Obama girl.
As a matter of fact, him and Bill Clinton, that's the one thing they have in common is they married a little early.
Yeah, that's too early. Yeah, I married a little later in life, and I don't have that kind of hostility at home.
Yeah, you held out. You got your life in order, and boy, did you score.
Hooked up.
You scored.
Thank you very much. But yeah, when you marry too early, they get real pissed off real early.
And they're not, Tim, let me hit it on the head, and they're not as attractive as they could be. Okay, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but Michelle ain't Hallie.
Oh, yeah, no,
Michelle
I know.
Is
I
not
know.
Hallie.
Well, we've used this term on the air before, but every single woman listening right now, I don't care if you're 18, you're a cheerleader, and Playboy's calling you every day, one day you're going to wake up. You're going to roll out of bed, look in the mirror, and Joy Behar is going to be looking at you. That's going to happen.
You know what's funny is I slept with Joy Behar. So
did you really?
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
It's more amusing to me. I also slept with Rosie O'Donnell, but that's a whole different situation.
Jeez. Look at you.
I've actually slept with everybody who's been on The View except two people.
You've slept with some pretty popular chicks, though. Some pretty big actresses, right?
Yes.
You've slept with
Whoopi Goldberg.
Right. Have you slept with Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, almost.
Almost. How close did you get?
Well, she wasn't there. But well, you know, I got a feeling Whoopi Goldberg would be good in bed.
You were dating Paula Abdul for a while, isn't that right?
But Paula ain't no Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, have you noticed Whoopi doesn't have eyebrows?
I have not noticed that.
Because I believe that fire comes out of her vagina. I believe. Because remember Ted Danson left his wife for Whoopi Goldberg? Something is up with that Whoopi Goldberg punani. I really believe it's some secret special punani.
I think it is too. Yeah, because she gets a lot of big guys.
That Limoncello actor guy. What's his name? Frank Langello or
right?
He was a great actor, wonderful actor.
Langello.
Yeah, but a good looking white man. If I have to say so myself.
Yeah, Ted Danson, good-looking white
left,
guy.
Ted Danson left his wife, and his wife was, like, sick or something. And Ted was like, Ted had to pay a lot of money. But something about the fire that comes out of Whoopi Goldberg's vagina made Ted have to walk.
What's the word on the street with her vagina?
Sleeping with Whoopi.
What? No, I said something wrong.
Oh, okay. We're talking about sleeping with Whoopi. That's how old me and him are.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You don't know anybody who's been there.
Ted.
Right, but you know Ted?
Yeah, I know Ted.
Have you talked to him about it?
You know, no, never. You can't. So, Ted, what's that Whoopi stuff like? You know, you can't really ask that. But he did leave his wife for Whoopi. That says something.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he had to pay a lot of money.
That's how pissed off he was at his wife. Leaving
for
Whoopi Goldberg.
I got a feeling Whoopi's...
You imagine how pissed his wife was? Was she sick or pregnant at the time
or something? Yeah, she was sick.
And then you leave, and then all of a sudden in the National Enquirer, you're black-faced next to Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, at the Friars Club.
Yeah.
My theory is that Whoopi's private parts smell like microwave butter popcorn.
Maybe.
And it's got people going crazy when they get close.
I guess so.
I don't know.
All right, anything else in the news there, Gina?
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. For what?
Popcorn. Our own Adam Carolla, who you might know, is hanging tough on the competitive dance show Dancing with the Stars. The morning talk show host escaped yet another elimination when he and partner Julianne Hough danced the tango recently and did very well.
Right.
But not being one to hold his tongue, Adam shared this little piece of trivia with his partner Julianne.
All right, here we go. Adam Carolla on Dancing with the Stars.
I went home and Googled tango.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's about?
What?
Prostitutes and pimps. Guess which one you are.
Funny Adam is back.
Adam Carolla.
All right. Anything else, Gina?
Yeah. Finally, Dancing with the Stars said goodbye to another contestant this week. Actor Steve Guttenberg was the next to go on the show. But it's possible that it had less to do with his dancing ability and more to do with this clip.
All right. Here we go.
After a long day in the dance studio, I like to go home and spit out some freestyle rap.
Don't get pressure, don't get mad, just get happy and keep it bad. I say, yeah.
They call me Gutmeister General. Most of my peeps and my homies, everybody downtown, that's basically how I'm known. Freestyle rap is sort of the rawest form of hip-hop. It comes from inside me.
I'm the sharpest cat in a ballroom suit. What's my name? MC Goot.
Huh? All right, please. I heard, though, that he won on the cable show, Dancing with the Unfunniest Man on the Planet. Oh, Steven. Jesus Christ. White guy with the bad rapping. I mean, please, God almighty. Who does he not have anybody in his orbit that said, hey, maybe that's not a good idea and maybe it's not funny? Do you know the guy?
No, I never met. Well, yes, I do. I'm sorry. Yes,
you
I
know
do.
Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah, nice, really nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy. But why would he do that? I mean, why would he go out there and be radically unfunny?
You know, that network sensibility.
Oh, you know,
I mean, we've seen him funny, but that network ABC thing, you fall into that abyss.
And they tell you what to do, huh?
I'm sure somebody wrote that for him. I bet you somebody wrote that for him.
Oh, babo. But I mean, if somebody wrote that for you, wouldn't you say F you? I'm not doing that?
Oh, it depends on the check. You know? You saw Amazon Women on the Moon. It depends on the check.
Yeah, but the Gutmeister. Oh, please.
Gutmeister General.
It makes my... I swear to God, I was listening to that and my nuts were tingling. That's how bad it was.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm going to have to bleep you.
It felt like somebody was pushing me in the belly button and my nuts were creeping back into my body. Oh, Bubba. All right, anything else?
You have to say cashews. I don't think you can say nuts.
It's after 10. Okay. All right, anything else in the news there, Gina Grab?
That's what's happening.
All right, Gina Grab with the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grab.
Damn, now he's going to think I'm stupid.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you a headache.
Man, does she really turn those lights on when the black guy's in here, man? I don't know. She really gets crazy. All right.
Gosh.
We got to take a break here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free
FM. I love me some white women.